The PCS represents some of Britain's lowest paid public sector workers. Working in the civil service, dealing with benefits, keeping people safe, collecting taxes, working in the museum you see behind you. And we believe that our public services should be open to all, properly funded, and we should welcome all people into them. Imagine how shocked we were then to find out that the government, who is our employer, has allowed two fascist members of the BNP to work in the civil service in the Department of Work and Pensions. Who thinks that these people should be sacked? Well, we think they should be sacked. Because you cannot be a fascist and work in the public service, and anyone who's in the public service and supports the BNP, there is no place for them. But let me tell you something shocking. In the Child Support Agency in Hastings, not only is there a BNP member working there, he was allowed to stand as a candidate in the local elections. But let me tell you something even more shocking. Our union rep in the CSA in Hastings, someone called Eddie Fleming, has been sacked by the same management for standing up for trade union values. So we have a trade unionist sacked and fascists allowed to stand in elections. Now I want you to make some noise, because PCS members today have come from Hastings on a coach to support this demonstration. Let's make some noise for those PCS members from Hastings. Now Eddie Fleming's tribunal against dismissal is next week, and we hope that people will send messages of support and demand he gets his job back. But we also hope that you will support us in saying no BNP in our public services. Now our reps up and down the country are trying to get the BNP out. And let me tell you what civil service management are doing. They're taking our posters down off the notice boards. They are threatening disciplinary action against union reps for fighting against the BNP. And today on this march, we have a PCS rep from, of all places, the Ministry of Justice, who places disciplinary action on Monday for urging people to come on this march. Make some noise to support our representative for the Ministry of Justice. And make some more noise if you want the fascists out of our public services. Now I want to finish on this. Our union has 300,000 members, and in our last journal, I wrote a column condemning the BNP, calling for their candidates to be sacked from the civil service, and saying there is no place in this country for fascist thugs. Now I've started getting some letters in, and people are saying, it's a disgrace that you're against freedom of speech. The BNP is a legitimate party. And indeed, on the BNP's website last night, I was called particularly vicious for wanting them sacked from our public services. Well, I tell you something, we are pretty clear. It's right that we should sack them, it's right that our union should mobilise against them, and it is right that I should seek to expose them to our members. Because the BNP are not a legitimate party. They are fascists and they are thugs. And wherever they get elected, there is a rise in racist assaults. So I want us all to agree that we will do all we can to oppose them. I hope you support PCS, support Unite Against Fascism, and support Love Music, Hate Racism. And in August, the BNP are having their festival in the Midlands to promote their vile politics. And I hope all of us on the 15th and 16th of August we'll join those people who are going to picket and demonstrate against the BNP at their own event. Well done for coming today. Well done for supporting all our campaigners. Let's boot out the BNP and support all those in the forefront. Thanks very much.